Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. Are you looking for some good sports talk radio? Want to hear your sports news from a different perspective? Then tune into Real Talk Sports, Atlanta's only faith-based sports show. Here's more about it from the host, my friend, Minister Jonathan Simmons.
Well, thanks, Monica. As you know, though, the Real Talk Sports show looks to bring you what's going on both on and off the field. But we like to tell the good news stories, not always the negative ones. Our specialty is on-the-scene coverage with interviews from top star athletes, players, and people associated with the world of sports. As a matter of fact, Monica, now people get a chance to find out more about what you and other top athletes are doing off the field.
Oh, thanks for the kudos, but it's not about me. It's about the coaches, the student athletes, and their families that people never hear about.
Well, look, if you want to find out more about what we're doing here live on the scene and even in the radio, you need to check us out at www.realtalksports.net. You can also hear our audio and radio version on WIGO AM 1570 Delight. If you just want to get a snippet of the Real Talk Sports show, check out the Real Talk Sports highlights as they broadcast on C-Room News Entertainment and Sean Edward In Your Ear Show. Remember, keep it locked for the best in sports news and entertainment on Real Talk Sports Show.
Hello, this is Minister Jonathan Simmons, host of the Clarion Call broadcast, heard every Tuesday night here on WIGO AM 1570, Atlanta's incredible radio at 6 p.m. This is our final broadcast of 2013, and we thank all of those of you who have joined us to listen to us and to kind of study and think about the Word of God. It's been an interesting year. For many of you, those of you who are listening, and even myself, some great times, but some difficult times. But in spite of all of that, thanks be unto God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who has saved us, washed us in his blood, and brought us here into his marvelous light. And although we might have not everything that we desire, we certainly have the most needed thing in our life, and that's the presence of the Holy Ghost inside of us. For all those of you listening who are born again, you know how it is. Things are not always easy in life, but the bottom line, as long as you have Jesus and you're filled with his precious Holy Ghost, you can overcome every obstacle, because the Lord says, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And he also told us that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote later on in the New Testament. So that's really my encouragement as we end out this year and look forward to the Lord allowing us to see 2014. I'm looking for the good and not the bad, because God is doing great things in our lives. And that these seasons, sometimes as they are difficult, as they change, nevertheless, they're needed for the Lord to move us into higher heights in him. And really, that's part of everyday life. Life has ups and downs. But the bottom line is as long as Jesus is with us, then our life has purpose, has meaning. And when his love is wrapped around us, well, we can go through anything in his power. Hey, thanks to all of those of you who have listened and supported this program. Of course, you can follow us on any social media page that you would like, because we are there. We're on Twitter. The best way to find us is either directly through my own Twitter page, and that's at Minister J. Sim, S-I-M-M. You can also follow us through our WRTS-FM, a Twitter handle. You also now can find us on Facebook. Just simply type in Clarion Call, and please like our page. On behalf of everybody here at WIGO AM 1570, now Atlanta's incredible radio, myself, my family, I say God bless you, and tune in to this episode that I recorded back in the summertime. The Lord woke me up early one morning, and so this is simply called Morning Meditation. We also are going to have a song before that from our indie artist of the week, a good friend of mine, Samantha Cardwell, singing a song that's very fitting for this season, Behold the Lamb. So enjoy her music, enjoy Minutes of Meditation, and we're going to end it with one of my favorite holiday songs. Quincy Jones and an all-star cast of musicians, both secular and religious, made a song back in the 90s. It was simply called The Soulful Hallelujah Chorus. I hope you enjoy the song. I hope you enjoy Samantha Cardwell, our indie artist, and our early morning meditation. Thanks, stay tuned, and good Lord willing, we'll see and hear from you again in 2014. May the Lord's face smile upon you, and may his grace be ever in your life. Enjoy the Clarion Call.
Behold the Lamb, behold the King, that all the nations lift their voice and sing.
on Atlanta's incredible radio.
Incredible.
W-I-W-I-D-O.
1570.
1570.
You want to hear some good, clean sports coverage? Well, don't touch that dial. Tune in to the Real Talk Sports Show every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on WIGO AM 1570, Atlanta's incredible radio. They bring you the scores and highlights from on the field and great interviews and coverage from events off the field. Remember, every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., the Real Talk Sports Show right here on WIGO AM 1570. For more information about the show, www.realtalksports.net.
Welcome to an early morning meditation here on Clarion Call on WRTS Radio and TV. I'm your host, Minister Jonathan Simmons, and I thank all of those of you who are either up early this Tuesday morning, 6:30 a.m. as the sun is rising here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or for those of you who may be listening via archive at any time, we thank you for stopping in to listen to our broadcast. You know, today, I just want to be real brief and just give you some morning meditations. One of the things that I have found is as I am continuing to grow and hopefully mature in God, as you read the scriptures, it is amazing how the scriptures come alive. And we read in the scriptures how, how Jesus would rise up early in the morning and seek the Lord in prayer and get up in the quiet time. And what I'm finding is that this is, in fact, a very critical thing for all believers to do, is to, in the morning time, to pray, seek the Lord. We get caught up sometimes, I think, in the hustle-bustle of getting up in the day. We get up and we have all of these plans ahead of us. We have our to-do list set out. We have things to go, people to assist. Those of you who are parents have to get up and take your children and run around. But it's imperative for the believer to take time out and pray. The Bible tells us to pray even without ceasing. And what does that mean? That means that we are, you know, just constantly walking around praying at all times, not to the extent that you would think, but in fact, we must learn to constantly have God involved in all of our affairs. And really, that's the key to victorious living. You know, what I'm finding is that we're going to have difficulties. We're going to have troubles. I think what's happened, especially in America, is that we have a very soft Christianity. We have one that cannot deal with difficulties, cannot deal with the problems that the scriptures tell us are going to come up in life. Matter of fact, Psalms, in the 34th Psalm, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. The key is, are you going to do what I find myself doing often, and I'm growing in this, dwelling on the fact that there are going to be many afflictions, or instead setting our mind on the fact that their God will deliver us out of them all? We have to come to a point in our lives that we are relying on what God has given us, relying on the fact that we have to encourage ourselves. And not only that, but as we encourage ourselves, learn how to spread that encouragement to one another. The scriptures tell us to encourage one another daily. I was listening to a local ministry here, tremendous ministry that I enjoy listening to quite a bit. It's called Your Place in the Kingdom. And I was listening to the pastor's wife who happened to be ministering, and she was talking about how it is important what we say and how we must learn to speak positive words to ourselves and not negative. And she related in the scriptures in Proverbs to talk about the tongue and how, you know, life and death is in the tongue. that's been mentioned throughout the scriptures. And I think that as we look this morning really briefly, I want to encourage everybody, and I want to encourage myself, to learn how to speak what the Bible says. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to get here and get involved with what we had throughout much of the 80s and 90s and even to some degree still now, what we like to call the old name it, claim it, blab it and grab it. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about, just speaking things into the atmosphere and believing that God, like a great genie, is going to bring all these different things to pass, because we do know that if we are not praying in God's will, if we're not praying to receive things that are not going to be squandered on our own lust and sinful behavior, we're not going to get it. How much you run around, lay hands on, and so forth and so on. And the other thing, too, if it doesn't fit in the will of God for you at a particular season, it's not going to happen, because there are times where God allows things to happen in our lives, not because he dislikes us, not because he hates us, but because he uses these things for our growth, for our edification, to make us better. And so now, as even I myself are dealing with frustration of things not manifesting that I have heard, prophesied, and believe that God has told me is going to happen in my life, I must continue to press on. And I'm encouraging all of you to press on. Even in doing things that you do, sometimes there seems to be a redundancy and almost a useless activity that goes on in your life. It seems like, man, I'm doing this and I'm praying, I'm doing all these different things, but I can't understand why it appears that nothing is changing. Why are things still going on the way they go on? And this is where we have to go back to the scriptures for our encouragement. Because, you know, one thing I found out from being in sales as a way for me to make a living, sometimes, is that I heard a guy saying, I've heard many people saying, a sales meeting, attitude affects your altitude. And that seems to be, you know, just kind of some kind of sales stick. But in essence, it really has biblical roots to it. You say, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. You've heard that old statement, not old statement, but you heard that kind of the statement that a lot of people have done as public speakers. They say stinking thinking. We talk about those people in the IT business. They say, hey, garbage in, garbage out. Well, that's the same concept that really is taken from the Bible, because the Bible indicates to us, again, as a man thinketh, so is he. It talks about let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. And what is the mind of Christ Jesus? In other words, he understood that the things that he was going through, the even death on the cross, had a much greater reward. That is, you and I, everyone that's listening to this broadcast, everyone who is a believer in Jesus Christ, has this great benefit because he was willing to suffer, because he was willing to come down and basically die for our sins, and be beaten, and to be tortured, and to be crucified. He saw all of us being able to enjoy, when we leave this earth, life with him and Father God in heaven. And how can we describe heaven? A place that the Bible itself makes reference to, the streets are literally paved with gold, and not just any gold, gold that is so fine and so pure that it's almost translucent. A city where, for those of you ladies who like pearls, who might be listening, a city where the gates of that city are crafted from one gigantic pearl. The walls are going to be adorned with all of the most rare jewels that can be found. And where, in fact, it never goes to night, because literally the light of God Almighty, the Father and the Son, illuminates the entire city. A city, by the way, that's 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. A place where Jesus himself said that there are many mansions, rooms, areas for us to enjoy, that he is preparing for us. So these are the things we must think of. And you say, well, brother, you're thinking about just the afterlife. Well, it's important to think about that, because when you're getting the brakes beat off you sometime, you have to think in your mind that there's got to be something better. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, we give up on life and the great things that life has for us on the earth. Absolutely not. David said if he thought that he would not see the blessing of the Lord in the land of the living, that he would have perished. He would have given up. Jesus told the disciples when they asked the question, or they said to him, hey, we've given up everything. He said, don't worry. Anybody that's given up houses or lands or family or anything in my name shall be rewarded both here upon the earth and, of course, by having everlasting life in heaven. So, again, let's think of good things. Think about this. The scriptures tell us if there be any good thing, think upon those things. Anything that's lovely, anything that is good, anything that is uplifting, that's what the scripture says. It says think on these things. Why? Because when we think on these things, it's hard for the negativity of life, the problems of life to overwhelm us because we instead are focusing on God and his goodness, God and his greatness. I was reading a scripture the other day where it said the heavens, the firmament, the entire earth, all of his creations of the glory of God. There's a great hymn that one of this text of the hymn basically says that. The heavens are telling the glory of God, the wonders of his works throughout the firmament. What that is, the earth. You can look around you. When you go outside, you can see God's handiwork. And that's what we have to do. We have to encourage ourselves to say, in spite of what's going on, in spite of the fact that the United States of America is descending into the pits and heading for destruction, we have to say to ourselves, okay, but right now, as we walk our life, as we wake up this morning and we look outside, let's concentrate on, in fact, the goodness of God. Let's concentrate that these things have not happened yet. Let's concentrate on the fact that we still have the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to eat, to enjoy the things of life that God's put before us. That, in fact, that we are not yet faced with a situation where we're being bombed, we're being attacked. You look around in the news all over the world, there are places right now, not in the future, but right now that are under great duress. We need to thank God. We need to praise him. That's what the scripture says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When we get into, again, another buzzword, an attitude of gratitude, when we begin to constantly thank God for what he's already done, it shifts, it changes how we think. Even as I'm actually doing this broadcast, my mindset, I feel an illumination. As now the sun is really making his grand entrance now, as it changes from darkness to light. Every day is a new beginning, a new opportunity, and that's what we have to think in our minds. How are we going to address this day? Are we going to look at it and say, well, I have to go to my humdrum job, which I hate? Is it going to be another day of problems with my family, another day of frustration? Or can we somehow ask God to make a quantum shift in our thinking, make a quantum shift in our attitude? Can we, instead of asking God for money, for power, for fame, can we now shift for a second and ask him in prayer, God, help me to have the mind of Christ. Help me to love the way you love. Help me to be a conduit of healing. Help me to be encouraged this day. Well, our time is about coming to an end. For those of you who are listening to this, who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I ask you, I implore you to please seek God for yourself. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ by repenting of your sins, believing that he died for you, and that simply by your belief in him, that confession of your sins and repenting, that he will, first of all, turn your life around, forgive you for your sins, and in fact, give you an entree into heaven. If you're out there, if you're listening, open up your heart and let God come in. And remember, if you do this, you'll find, no matter how your life is, no matter what binds you, that he can break every chain. He can destroy every yoke, every burden that's in your life if you carry it to him.
We'll be right back.